Project we maintain. It's pretty good and it's pretty simple, but it's a nice little thing to go through. A bunch of people use it. So basically, this is the starting point for anybody using Swift. That would be the Xcode, the Apple language. And it works and it's up to date, and we're going to make it more up to date. Xcode comes out with new versions all the time and just breaks stuff constantly. It's been broken for years and years. And we just work around them. So we just make sure that the things are still broken. We still work around them. And then we put our notes in there. That's it. That's all we do. So what we're going to do is basically we're just going to follow this little recipe here. And we're going to have new up-to-date code that everyone else in the world can use. Basically, we're going to use Xcode. We're going to update this recipe. And it's going to create a template. And then we're done. And then other people are going to use the template and they're going to make their own module. And let's go through the recipe. This is also the starting point for anybody using Xcode. So, I mean, there's a million things that change that are broken. And honestly, the whole reason that I'm even doing this is because I want to update my iOS projects real fast. And, you know, I forget how to use Xcode. I mean, it changes. There's little quirks. And just doing this simple little thing that you could do, you know, three or four beers in, no problem. It just helps you get warmed up. And so I'm going to do this, get warmed up. And then probably after this, I'll go update my own iOS projects. Maybe that'll be another episode here. This recipe cites all the best practices we follow and documents exactly how we created the Swift 6 module template, which during the steps of this recipe, we enter specific values. These are chosen carefully so the configs file, the script, will find and replace them. Next step, complete all these steps on the same calendar day. This is specified because otherwise the dates will be different in your files. Use Xcode version 16.0. This is the latest publicly released version. Publicly and the whole thing in asterisk. Okay, so this is actually wrong. We have a new version of Xcode, so we're gonna update that. Xcode, file, new package. All right, we're doing it. File, new package. Library, multi-platform library, library. Click next. Click next. Navigate to your desktop folder. Type in this name. Ensure create Git repository is unchecked. Click create. Good. Add some functionality. Use terminal.app to insert some files into the project. Okay, back in the terminal. So now we're going to go into this folder. All right, so we're going to curl something down. This is going to be what? Going to get this file called something.swift. Worked. And we're going to get something called whiteking.swift. And we use title case because this is Mac. All right. Create a Swift project for your example application. All right. So go back to Xcode. Choose file, new project. Choose a template, iOS applications app. Click next. Our simulator downloaded, great. Set the options, set the project name to example, set team to none, set organization identifier to this specific magic value, set interface Swift UI, set language to Swift, set testing system Swift testing. Let's spell this out. Swift testing with XC test UI tests. Set storage to none. Ensure host in CloudKit. Click next. Okay, create the project. Ensure create Git repository on my Mac is not selected, good. Ensure add to is don't add to any project, good. Select the folder, the thing on the desktop. Use the directory layout structure like Alamo Fire. Alamo project uses the folder source, but we chose sources to be consistent with the default of the Swift package manager. Open the file example Xcode project in Xcode. Example folder, blue icon. From the project navigator thing, rename this to sources. Okay. Sources. Use terminal to insert some files to the project. So we're going to go to this folder. We're going to add in a content view. Here is a content view. So we added the file. That was it. That's the functionality, is this content view. Make your example app depend on your module. Okay, so open example in Xcode, which we already have open. So open example. In Xcode, choose file add package dependencies. File add package dependencies, dot, dot, dot. Good. Click add local. Select the folder on your desktop. Package. In the choose package products, set the add to target to example. And click add package. Good. Clean build folder. Reset package caches. Reset my package caches. And it succeeded. And it failed. And it didn't fail. All right, so there's our picture. This is UIKit. Add some additional stuff. So use terminal to add more files to the project. Done. Remove identifying parts of your project. Taste test. Open the Xcode project in Xcode. Okay, done. Use the Scheme Navigator to select example and the latest iPhone version simulator. Example, 16 is the latest. Product run. Product. Run. Come on, come on, come on. One time. There we go. All right. So what we did here is we had a reusable module and an example app distributed together as a module, as something that you would get other people to use. So that's great. So let's review the diff. We're going to make a diff and going to get it in. So this now works with version Xcode 16.3 instead of 16.0. Good. Recipe, we are now using, I don't know, whatever formatting here. some formatting changes. These are good formatting changes. We're fixing a typo here. And package, new tool version, okay. PDX is our manifest file. Contents.json is in our preview assets, which is removed. I don't see why we had that file in there before, but we are good to go. So, commit, publish. .16.3 is published. Good. All right, good work is done. We've published our new version and it got a little bit easier. We've worked around one Xcode bug and we found another one. As always, which happens every time, and recorded here permanently on the Twitchverse.